It was, about 8 months ago that the powers that be in the publishing world of magazines decided I needed not only a subscription to Outdoor Magazine, but also to Backpacker Magazine. Now, I found this strange because I had asked for neither. They just suddenly one day began appearing in my mailbox. And being interested in the outdoors and in backpacking, to some extent at least, I decided that I would at least open them. And what I found inside was an idea that I had seen other places, particularly on the Discovery Channel, with a man with a British accent named Bear Grylls, who enjoys going out into the wilds and doing all sorts of silly things with no one else, except for his camera crew, around. And I was reminded as I looked through these magazines and as I came across Bear Grylls as I was flipping through the channel, that these magazines, this TV show, they all have one thing in common. The magazines are filled with stories, cautionary tales or inspirational stories of people who end up very much alone. And Bear Grylls emphasizes time and again on his show that he is reenacting something that might happen to you if you were stranded all alone. There seems to be something about feeling abandoned by yourself in the midst of a vast and hostile wilderness that resonates with people. We're drawn to these stories because maybe, I think, we feel as if we, too, are all alone in a hostile world. We feel like there's no one there to help us, to look after us, and we must look after ourselves. We must be self-sufficient. And so we turn to magazines like Outdoors and Backpacker and Entrepreneur, maybe, and TV shows like Bear Grylls Alone into the Wild to give us a sense of what to do because we are so alone. But as the gospel reminds us, as the entire story of God's salvation reminds us, we are never really alone. The world's favorite psalm, Psalm 23, written by King David, reminds us of this. David knew that he was never alone. The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I shall not want. David knew that just as he had been a shepherd in his youth, the lowliest of professions, that the Lord had been taking care of him just as he was taking care of the sheep and had elevated him from being a lowly shepherd of his father's flocks to being the human shepherd of God's chosen people, Israel. And Jesus, in this morning's gospel, reminds his disciples and anyone who will listen that good shepherd that David talked about, that's Jesus. I am, he declares, the good shepherd, the shepherd who cares for the sheep, who knows the sheep each by name and can call to them, who lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus assures his disciples and anyone who will listen that we are never beyond the reach of our shepherd, that our shepherd is always watching over us, is always there to bail us out, to save us and to keep us safe, and to feed us with what we need. And that's an interesting thing about sheep. You see, one of my father's friends when I was growing up was a shepherd. Well, actually, in Montana, we don't call them shepherds. We call them sheep herders. And really, if you want to work with livestock, you either have cattle or sheep in Montana. So this shepherd that was my father's friend, one day he was telling me about being a shepherd. I didn't realize it then, but now I think he was trying to recruit me into being a sheep herder. And he was explaining how when sheep are struggling, whether they're young or they're old or they've gotten kind of sickly, When any time that the sheep are struggling, he said they trusted him real good when they were struggling. They knew that he was looking out for them, these sheep, when they were struggling. But it was when the sheep got, as he said, fat and happy, that's when they got into trouble, because they thought that they knew what they were doing, and that they thought that these sheep thought that they knew best. And that's when, he said, they would wander off from the rest of the flock, go their own way, and get caught in the brambles or the bushes or by a wild animal that looked at the sheep and went, tasty. And he said that's when he, the shepherd, would go wading into the brambles and thorns to dig them out or to fend off whatever coyote or mountain lion or bear had decided that the sheep looked like a tasty morsel. He said the most interesting thing was that when the sheep got back to the flock, it seemed every time like there was a message that got passed around among the rest of the flock. Hey, this guy's okay. He took care of me. Maybe we should pay attention to what he's doing. In this morning's reading from Acts, Peter proclaims, "There is no name under heaven by which we are saved but Jesus." There's no one else who's willing to jump in, to wade into the brambles of sin and death, and come out the other side, all of us in tow. There's no one else who loves us as much as our good shepherd. There's a very famous hymn, I'm sure it's a favorite of many of you, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Well, this morning I want to amend that slightly. What a shepherd we have in Jesus. Amen.